Does distance really make the heart grow fonder? A growing number of couples who are choosing to live apart together, also known as LAT, seem to think so. These couples are in a committed relationship but live or sleep separately. Isn't that right, Vicky? You did some research on that when you wrote your last book.
Right, Jen. In the last few years, the percentage of married couples who decided to live apart grew by more than 40%.
That was the number you needed for item zero. In the words before the speaker talks about married couples who decide to live apart, which is wed-lat couples, and that the percentage has grown, which is the same as increase.
That's according to Scripps News analysis of census data. The trend has also mainly been driven by older women. New research from a UK household study suggests that older couples who decided to live apart together have better mental health.
Item 1 asks about a benefit for elderly people in LAT, which the speaker talks about as they mention data from older women, and what their research has shown is that they have better mental health.
It's also the most likely type of relationship for the over 60s crowd, with those couples opting 10 times more for LAT situations than for marriage.
We also heard from a member of our text club who writes, I've seen a lot more of this in my mother's generation. She's in her 70s. Both my mum and my aunt are extraordinarily hesitant to enter into a serious relationship because they say that men their age want a nurse and a purse.
Here you just heard the information you need for item 2. The example given here talks about women in their 70s. So men the same age are men in their 70s. What is said about these men is that they want two things in a woman. One is for them to be financially independent, which is expressed by them having their purse. And the other aspect is what item 2 asks about. Men are looking for women who are willing to take care of them in their old age, which is expressed by the word nurse.
They do date, but they have both sworn up and down that they won't share their space with a man permanently again. And I guess that makes sense. But Logan, you study behavioural science. From your point of view, why do you think this idea of LAT appeals particularly to older couples?
This has been such an interesting trend to watch. So in my work on the later daters, where we followed daters who were 55 plus, I found that a lot of people were very set in their ways, especially around things like how the house runs, what goes where, and what is done how.
Logan here has used the term later daters, so this is the right place to find the answer for item 3. Also, you need information about that group in general, so the example later does not provide the correct answer. Them being unflexible is expressed by the phrase, a lot of people were set in their ways. So you need to know this phrase to answer the question. What they are so set in is how their house runs, what goes where, and what is done how.
One of the people is named Nate, and he's really clean. And on a date, a woman said, well, what if I leave out my dishes before we go on a date? And he said, no, that just couldn't happen. And so living apart together is a great fit for someone like that.
Well, we're talking about a portion of people who are bucking the norm of living together. But perhaps it's worth examining that relationship standard altogether, Vicky. Why is moving in together a de facto relationship step, particularly for those in the West?
We see things that, quote unquote, should look a certain way, right? You meet someone, you fall in love, you become a couple, you move in together. You maybe put a ring on it, there's kids, a house, a minivan, and life just looks that way. And so we don't have a lot of role models of alternative ways of living.
The information for where you will get your answer to item 4 is in the presenter's question about why moving in together is so common in Western relationships. For your answer, you need the reason for this, which has just been given. It is the fact that there aren't many role models for them to base their life on.
But this actually has existed throughout history and in places all around the world. So it's not really a new concept. It's just that it's attractive to boomers. One sociologist called it the gender revolution continuing into old age. Kind of a nod to the fact that baby boomer women have been on the forefront of restructuring family life in the past few decades.
Item 5 asks about the beginning of LAT, which is referred to in the recording as "It's not really a new concept" and "the gender revolution continuing into old age." And this is linked to baby boomer women.
It's kind of catching on with people who want to keep their independence.
Well, Logan, I wonder how that distance from the sort of day-to-day domestic challenges that we face when we're living together, how that might change the dynamics of a relationship.
So what happened? I've noticed this in my own life. When I'm alone and I have 10 tasks to do in the house, I just sort of barrel through them and I don't think about it. But if I have my partner or husband in the household, I'm wondering, well, why isn't he doing 5 of them? Why did he pick those 3 and not those 7? Or why do I feel like I'm doing the bulk of the work? And a lot of it is sort of like, why do they never do that? You build up those resentments or irritations, the day-to-day irritations. You're taking those out of the equation when you have a LAT relationship.
Item 6 asks about Logan's feelings during household chores. The feelings Logan experiences are given very clearly here, namely resentment and irritation.
Vicky, for those who are reevaluating their relationship now, how might living apart be beneficial?
Well, if you've been in a long-term relationship with someone, you get into a rut, and often you are just occupying the same space, but you're not engaging. And when you are living apart from a loved one, in order to keep your relationship alive, you have to be very intentional about what you're doing, when you're doing it, how you're doing it. And it means putting a lot more effort into your romantic relationship.
The final item, number 7, asks about how people need to act, which in the recording is put into the words, "When you are living apart from a loved one, in order to keep your relationship alive, you have to." And the speaker has just described this way of behaving as "have to be very intentional" and "putting a lot more effort into." The final sentence of this recording does not give an answer to item 7, as it doesn't talk about how partners in a LAT relationship need to act.
This is a way that really forces you to keep your relationship exciting, and you have to work out problems in a different way.